I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless the Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Thursday, July 28th, 2022, and we have a loaded show here for you with a prophetic word from Julie, as well as getting into an economic update with Kirk Elliott, as well as going over Genesis 26, finishing up that as we go into praise and prayer after the show. So if you have a backstage pass, make sure you join us there. And again, that is, again, what one of our major weapons is praise and thanksgiving. So if you want to be really worshiping the Lord and seeing the amazing work, make sure you come backstage. Just go to blessedteach.com and hit the backstage tab. There's a link down below as well. Hey, let's get into this. Let's say hi to, we love it, all the way from Twitch, from Mexico. We got New York City in the house, from Facebook. We got, Blue Islands, Illinois on Facebook as well. We've got... Nancy is there as well. We've got Paula from Montana in the house. Let's dig into this now. Tell you what, lots of news coming out and good stuff coming out in a lot of the cases. Judge orders Air Force not to push members seeking religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So at least some judges are, you know, conservatively supporting the Constitution versus silly mandates from this fake government, is what the Lord calls it in Julie's prophetic word today. And so that's good news. We also see Trump threatens to sue CNN for defamation and fraud for saying it's a big lie and lying when reporting on his challenges to the 2020 election. And so a notice of intent to bring civil action was sent by Trump's lawyers to CNN, including new president Chris Lynch. And so we know CNN's not getting much of an audience and they're crashing anyway, but I think lawsuits were really going to crush them. So I think it's one of many that will really hurt them. Here you have Mayor Bowser requesting activation of DC National Guard over migrant buses. So basically at Texas and I think Arizona sending buses to DC to drop off all the illegals that they were allowing it to, through the border. And now Mayor Bowser's asking and calling in the National Guard. What irony is that? That is pretty wild. I think you know today's the day when the economic forecast came out. And sure enough, Biden declares we are not in a recession after two straight quarters of GDP decline, which is the definition that everybody's used as we're in a recession. So we are in a recession, even though the lying Biden brandonomics is in full swing. We are officially in a recession, despite what Brandon tries to tell you. That's just all there is to it. Here's another: U.S. economy falls into recession according to a definition agreed everyone agreed to until a week ago. So this is the GDP data is in, and the U.S. economy contracted for a second straight quarter in Q2 Q2 of 2022, meeting the definition for what everyone agreed was the technical definition and dictionary definition of a recession, until the Biden administration decided they didn't want headlines about a recession on their watch. And so, according to Fox Business Expert, gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, shrank by 0.9% on an annualized basis in the three-month period from April through June, the Commerce Department said in its first reading of the data on Thursday. Refinity economists expected the report to show the economy had expanded by 0.05%. So even though people were thinking it was going to grow, nope, instead, two straight quarters of a decline. That's a recession. Economic output already fell over the first 3 months of the year, with GDP tumbling 1.6%, the worst performance since the spring of 2020, when the economy was still deep in the throes of the COVID-induced recession. In anticipation of the release, the White House launched a mini campaign to redefine how recession is traditionally defined. As I wrote yesterday, while it's the National Bureau of Economic Research tasked with officially defining recessions, which usually doesn't come until they've been over for months, there's only been one time in U.S. history, 1947, where there was two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth and a recession was not declared. So widely used was the two quarters definition that the exact same people trying to redefine recession themselves used the two quarters definition up until the past few weeks. This shows you they are in panic mode, trying to change words around, as the left always does, to try to own the words, just like the cabal. And it tries to own body language, right? Like, you can't do the okay sign anymore, right? You can't do pretty much anything with your hands before the people saying, oh, that's a cabal move, right? And so obviously it is. Some of these cabal people are doing it. But when an average person does the okay sign, that does not mean they're doing the 666 sign. Let's get real, guys. Let's not let them define and own our language and own our body language. And that's an important thing. But obviously, with the recession coming, etc., you've seen Julie Green talk about silver's going to soar and stocks are going to crash. That's just I believe God's money is going to win in this battle. And that's why I partnered with Kirk Elliott to help everyone have a free consultation to understand how they could protect their assets with precious metals. Depending on what your situation is with your 401ks and your IRAs, and many of those can be moved, or at least you can protect some of your assets in there by getting out of some of these cabal stocks. So anyway, just make sure that you get this free consultation. There's a link down below. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. That's KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. You'll see that's a special page that he's built for me. If you put /B2T after that, it actually rolls into a form you can fill out right here, and they'll call you back. Or you can just call him at 720-605-3900. Again, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. MST, you can call 720-605-3900 and get a free consultation appointment set up. All right, Bo Polny was on talking about gold and silver, and he went backstage and really gave some great advice on making sure you have control of it as well. So that's another thing to think about as you go through that. Let's get into this. So this was actually Julie Green's, I'm going to go to her Rumble channel just to show you how you get there. What you do is you go to channels and then you type in Julie Green. And I highly suggest this. I believe God's called us as this ministry to amplify her voice in a major way. Why? Because I believe it's God talking to us on a daily basis. Just like the media is lying to us with the prophets of Baal, I believe he's talking through Julie on almost a daily basis, 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes 6, and to Amanda a couple times a month. That's why we're doing this. But this is a mighty, mighty showdown is coming, is the name of this Rumble video. And of course, I pulled it into my searchy platform, looked at the words, and then kind of cleaned up the wording. It's about 80-90% accurate, so I had to clean it up quite a bit. But here is what this talks about. Important for us to know as we wait at the top of the hour when Kirk Elliott comes on and gives us an economic update with all this recession mess. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to get up now. Life as you know it is all changing. Yes, changing, but a good change. A change you couldn't have dreamed of how good it would be. This will be like a dream. Many of you will shout and rejoice how awesome your lives will become. And now, short of a period of time it took to get there. So that is interesting to say. Not only will we rejoice how awesome our lives will become, and how short of a time, I think it's how short of a time a period of it took to get there. Many of you never thought anything like this could ever happen to you. But remember, my children, I am a good God, and I have a good life in store for you that I have promised in my word. You will rise to new levels of my glory and splendor. You will come to a place of authority where your enemy can no longer control, dominate your lives. Oh, he will try, and he will fail, because you will no longer be controlled or dominated by a lie. You know the truth to a level that your enemies will always be under your feet as long as you continue to obey and heed my words. Things are about to shift in ways you could never have imagined. So hold on for this receiving ride that you were on, you were about to enjoy, saith the Lord your Redeemer. Woo! Tell you what, guys, coming back to use our authority, stay in his word. You know, because basically this promise of our, this awesome dream type life is based on what? Obeying and heeding his words. So that's, let's not do what the Israelis did and start grumbling at Moses and grumbling at what has taken too long and grumbling. It's not time to grumble. This is the time to use your faith versus fear. I really believe that is a key message that's been coming out here lately. Keep your eyes on August. Something significant will take place, and you will begin to see what I have been saying all along through my prophets all around the world was true. A plan has been in motion, and it's coming to an explosive pace. Many things you will start to see, your enemy's last-ditch efforts to hold this world hostage and then try to put it into a global quarantine. But it will not work. They will shout, and they will try to convince the world to stay in their homes, to have their final takeover, to stop your rightful president from taking his power back. If he gets this, then their plans are shattered. What they don't realize, their plans already are, and they will see that very soon. Nothing can stop the change in this nation or the changes in the nations around the world. There's going to be a mighty showdown in this world. And I will tell you again, my children, this showdown will end with victory, saith the Lord. My children, there will be a time where you stay in your homes, but it's not out of fear or the quarantine. No, it will be to celebrate a fake government falling to the real government that has been the rightful government all along. This is to protect you from your enemy's demise. It's the Passover I told you about. Do not fear this time. I will visit you, and my glory shall fill your homes, and miracles will take place. Yes, miracles. Everything they have done to destroy you, I will restore in you and restore to you, saith the Lord your Redeemer. There's a coming a day, very soon, you will see the jackal, the Biden, finally fall in front of the world, and the one who speaks in his ear will be uncovered. Obama, you can't hide, and I will shut your mouth so you can't continue to speak in the Biden's ear. I will cut your line of communication off, and he will slip and tell the world what is really going on. He can't help it. The truth will come to slip out of his lips. And Obama, you can't stop it, because you can't stop me, saith the Lord of hosts. Woo, that is a packed full paragraph there, talking about the miracles that are becoming to us in our homes. Boy, is that enough reason to really, really make sure that you are in the Word of God. that you are literally making sure that you are holding on to that kingdom that cannot be shaken. I even put oil on my doors, right? Kind of as a sign of similar to when we went over the Passover, right? And we did the second Passover. We'll be going over the Jewish feasts here coming up that are in September-ish time frames, which will probably be a big time God acts. But obviously in August, a lot of this stuff's going to hit the fan. And the Biden, the actor, is going to fall as he tells everybody that Obama's been in his ear and telling them what to do all along. Kamala, a video will surface of who you really are, how evil, how manipulative, and it will show all your dirty secrets, how you gave your body away several times and to get to positions you had not by earning it, but by selling your body for it. I am stripping everything you hold dear because it never belonged to you when you stole it in the first place. Kamala, you are not the vice president. You know this. The whole fake government knows it. And now the whole world will know it. Video was about to surface of all of your devising, of all of you devising these plans, talking it out, and all the blueprints are already in the hands of people you didn't know that had it, and they are not on your side. Kamala, you are finished, and your days of the fake president are too. Fake vice president and fake president are too, saith the Lord of hosts. Ooh, he calls this the fake government and the fake vice president. Harsh words there. We knew a lot about Kamala using her body to basically prostitute her way to the top. But now that's going to be coming out real clear, as well as this blueprint that's going to show exactly how they planned this whole show out. That is going to be amazing. Shady deals are coming to the surface once this fraudulent government, shady deals are coming to the surface. Ones the fraudulent government, though they thought they could keep secret. Watch as other nations will be exposed for helping them and their dirty deals against this nation and trying to help China get power over the U.S. But what some of them didn't know was that they were all playing both sides and were all out for themselves. China was never going to bow down to the one world government. They were secretly going to take them all down. Yes, China had other plans, but what China doesn't know is that I'm bringing them down to their knees, and they will never recover from it like Egypt from the first Exodus. China will never recover from the great Exodus, and neither will the elites. The showdown is about to intensify. So brace yourselves, my children, for sudden changes all over the world, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this is interesting. We've talked about this before. The Lee family line and the 13 bloodlines, they decided to use that by printing the Rothschild method of just printing money like mad. And they went from riding bicycles, if you were my age, to watching TV and watching China, where everybody's in bicycles, to one of the most powerful countries in the world that was going to overtake the United States. But they made them so powerful, and the Communist Chinese Party got so bloated, and the Li family, evil people, decided they were going to overtake the entire world and screw the other 12 bloodlines. And this confirms that, right? The Lord God Almighty's telling us that China was never going to bow down to the one world government. It was going to actually take it all over. And so they made them too powerful, but not too powerful for the Lord God Almighty. Cataclysmic. This word will be in your news. Keep your eyes on the stars and look at what is being reported. I told you to watch for signs in the sun and the moon and stars, and they'll become more obvious in these days. Uncommon, not normal, abnormal, unheard of. These words will be common in your news. Biblical, this will too. Stay the course and remember who said it first, saith the Lord. Again, all these words and all these statements that we're being told about is just more evidence of our Almighty God. It's kind of cool to see that all happening. Ozone layer. Something will be reported on that is taking place. And obviously, this is linked to this whole thing they're talking about where they're trying to get a shut down the whole world. Right? And Pastor Dave, yesterday, if you'd missed that missed yesterday's show, make sure you see Pastor Dave giving us intel that they're going to hit us with not only monkeypox, but an Ebola type thing, as well as the whole climate change emergency, right? They're throwing multiple things at us right now. So now we're going to be talking about ozone layer, which is obviously talking about holes in the ozone layer. Oh no, we have to shut down everything to basically save the earth. And they'll use fake science to do it, as they always do. Calling, hey, it's science, you science deniers, when they're the ones that are actually misusing data in a big way. Ozone layer, something will be reported on that is taking place. Do not listen to their lies. Global warming, ha! I will show them global warming, but it won't be what they expected it to be. Hell will be their home for all eternity, saith the Lord. They chose this, my children. They chose to harden their heart and not repent. They chose to defy me and to go with the plans of the devil. There is no saving them now. They chose what they wanted, and they soon will regret their decisions. I wanted them to choose differently, but I can't change anyone's will. My word states, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You chose, and they chose death. And this ends right here with this. It says, my children, the time has come for great changes to take place. It will look unsettling, but it's not. This is all for your freedom. So rejoice, for you will see my hands start to move more and more. You will see me deliver the nations. You will see what will appear to be like Red Sea moments. Think bigger, much bigger than that, because I have the Most High God. I am the Most High God in the world will know, and the world will know that for a fact. It's your time to live as my children should have always lived. Don't give up on me when all things you have hoped for, prayed for, are all coming to pass at once, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Whew! I think there are some words messed up in there in the searching engine, but pretty well done. Wow, that is, again, the prophetic word that came out this morning. A mighty showdown is coming. And I think we can be extremely, extremely optimistic on what's about ready to happen. We got 5 minutes before Kirk Elliott shows up to give us more of an economic update. So I wanted to go through a few more things here. First, look at what's coming up. Monday, Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, will be on to give his intel. And we have Donna and Amanda will be on next Tuesday. And then Wednesdays, Bianca Garcia. I tell you what, phenomenal person. And I bet it is a big spiritual reason why we have the Hispanics for Trump in the spiritual movement of a Catholic person that didn't know the Bible. Basically, God using to learn the Bible and actually admonish / challenge all these Hispanic pastors, and they move because she pushed them. Amazing story. You got it. Don't miss that. Brian Adams will be on the following week with Thomas Renz, suing almost every large company, a hero in this movement. Then we got Dr. Thomas Lewis. If you want to really understand your body at a cellular level and how to replace that, Dr. Thomas Lewis is awesome. And then you got Julie Green coming on, and Gene Ho, he was the photographer for Trump, and now is got some great things he's doing right now. And Clay Clark also coming on the end of the month. So August is going to be hot on here at the Blessed Teach Show as well. Some other news report: Adam Schiff eyes House leadership position after pushing Russia hoax. What's interesting about it's like it just cracks me up that these guys that are going to be in prison or judged by the angel of death or hung for military tribunals are really thinking they're going to stay in power. And now he's trying to go for House leadership. Are you kidding me? It's like, even if Nancy gets replaced, it's not going to be long before they don't have House leadership anyway. Obviously the Speaker of the House will be a Republican, if the whole government's not changed before then. Anthony Fauci is still funding China's military-run labs with U.S. taxpayer cash. So these military-run labs with U.S. taxpayer cash. So this guy is going to go down with crimes against humanity. I believe, when people really realize what's in, and they prove, even Dr. Artis has his own labs trying to prove what's in remdesivir, what's in these vaccines. And once they do that, people are going to be really upset when they see what they've done to their bodies. FBI search warrant application shows chilling online posting from Kavanaugh assassination suspect. And this is kind of interesting. We're going to get into after we talk to Kirk Elliott on the economic update. We're going to be digging into a little bit of finishing up Genesis 6. And I'll come back to this if Kirk's late, but if he's on time, I'm just going to refresh this real quick. A newly unveiled FBI search warrant shows that the man accused of attempting to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh meticulously planned the alleged plot and even reached out for advice on an internet forum. According to the FBI search warrant obtained by Fox News Digital, 26-year-old Nicholas John Roski Googled various search terms related to the attack, including how to be stealthy, assassin skills, and the most effective places to stab someone in the weeks leading to the planned attack. "I'm going to stop Roe versus Wade from being overturned," Roski told another internet user in an online conversation, according to documents. The other user responded with, "What you trying to do?" And interesting stuff. So Roski said back, "Remove some people from the Supreme Court." The person Roski was speaking with said that two dead judges ain't going to do nothing. The whole government is effing. There's no fixing that. You would die before you killed them all. And then Roski responded, "Yeah, but I could get at least one, which would change the votes for decades to come. And I'm shooting for three. All of the major decisions for the past 10 years have been along party lines. So if there's one more liberal than conservative judges, they will have the power." So here you can see, just a deranged person, because he listens to the fake news, and because of the evil of the prophets of Baal, that was just the assassination attempt toward Kavanaugh, which is pretty darn crazy when you think about it. The newly released documents also says that Roski was planning on targeting at least two other members of the court, but did not identify them. Roski also used the online addresses, according to the documents, right? So basically, the people who doxed him shows you the evil there too. Roski said that he used the Reddit account to ask individuals who were unknown to him question in order to redefine his plan to kill the justice, authorities say in the warrant application. Roski of Semi Valley, California, was carrying a gun, ammunition, a knife, pepper spray, and a screwdriver, zip ties, and other gear when he was arrested in Montgomery County Police Department officers early in the morning outside Kavanaugh's home in early June. Roski was charged with the attempted murder of a federal judge, told police that he was upset about Kavanaugh's positions on Roe versus Wade and the Second Amendment, as he uses his gun to try to kill somebody. It's like sick people out here. So let me go check to see if Kirk is in the house yet. And he's not here yet, so I'm going to keep going on this a little bit more because this is really interesting. Roski took a taxi to Kavanaugh's neighborhood and was spotted by the U.S. Marshals, but was apprehended after he called 911 and told the operator that he was having suicidal thoughts and was planning to kill Kavanaugh. During the 15-minute 911 call, Roski said that he was having thoughts and traveled from California to act on them. See what this? Having thoughts. Guys, this comes back down to something else that we've all studied, and that is the fact that we have MK Ultra going on. Right, that's the scary part. I believe that's kind of a telling sign. And if we look back at Q, always talked about, where's the therapist? Go find who the therapists are. So all of these have therapists that activate them. So they've been trained and activated here, and I believe that's exactly what they did to activate this this poor individual. They're basically victims, right? When you really get down to what's actually happening here. So let me go. I'm going to start on some of the Bible teaching while we're waiting. So we're doing Genesis 26, and we went over this on, again, every Monday, Thursday, Friday. We do part of Genesis, part sometimes Exodus. We've gone through a lot of Exodus, And so, and the ones that apply to now, I believe. So now I'm moving back into going through all 1 through 26 now. We've gone through 20, almost 26 Bible chapters. And we talked about God's promise to Isaac and how he blessed Isaac and that he lied just like his dad did about his wife being his sister when it wasn't true. And but then he ended up being massively blessed and he ended up building an altar. And that's what we were talking about, how important it is to always honor the Lord God and understand what he's done for us, right? No matter how our mess up our lives may be, if you look back, usually there's huge blessings, right? And so we have an altar here that was built, and that's kind of where we ended. So then we see this king Abimelech, actually, who I think his father Abimelech was a different Abimelech. This is probably his son. That was for verses that was working with Abraham. We're now working with Isaac, right? So we don't get a lot of details about Isaac's life, except for the whole these last couple chapters. But we see when Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzzath the advisor and Phicol the commander of his army, Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, seeing that you hate me and have sent me away from you?" Because remember, in our last teaching, he'd dig a well, they'd find water, and then the herdsmen around would say, "No, that's our water," even though they did all the work to do it, and then they went to the next one and they did the same thing. The herdsmen and quarreled about that, and they finally went to the third one and got some peace and rest. So they were basically chased out of here. So it was a very good question by Abraham. They said, "We." And so what the answer is of why they came is interesting. They said, "We see plainly that the Lord has been with you. So we said, let there be a sworn pact between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have not done to you nothing but good, and have sent you away in peace." Now, isn't that interesting? You are now the blessed of the Lord. So he made them a feast and they ate and drank. So look at that. This is something I believe is going to happen to us guys as the remnant. You are going to be known by all those that don't even know the Lord, those that aren't awake. Those people are going to see the Lord God Almighty on you, just like he saw in Isaac, right? And so the reason he came to make this pact was all because of his deep faith and love of God and the favor that was on him. You're going to have massive favor on you as a remnant here, right? And people are going to see that. So we see plainly that the Lord has been with you. That is what's going to happen to you, I believe. And the blessing I pray for all of you is that everybody's going to see the Lord has been with you. And in major ways going forward, even though he's always been with us. And so you can see here, so he made a feast and they ate and drank. In the morning, they rose early and exchanged oaths. And Isaac sent them on their way and they departed in peace. That same day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well that had been dug and said to him, "We have found water." He called it Shabbat, and that means oath. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. So you can see a lot of these things were named based on key events of those days. And so let's just see if Kirk is in the house. All right. So Kirk, let's get a quick economic update. We'd love to understand from you what is going on in the world of the economy. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing great. It was great to see you in Virginia Beach
It
and
was.
Yeah. So I hear the economic report says we're not in a recession, right? The new definition.
Well, okay. So this is the problem. Politicians like to lie, right? So
That's right.
I mean, here's the reality. Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, possibly exceptionally incompetent. I hate to say like bad words about anybody, but she is. So in an election year, right? It's an election year. They're changing definitions of words. So here's what she says, and this is why I say she's exceptionally incompetent. She said, This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing. Okay. So what's a recession? A recession is two quarters of declining economic output. But you can't say the R word in an election year, right? So the Biden administration, you can't use the word recession anymore unless he basically approves it, is what this tells me. Yeah. So we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing. What would she say if it's a depression? I mean, she would say, what? This economy's not that's in a depression. We're in a period of transition in which there's nothing happening and we're in decline. I mean, but you can't use words that would get people not elected, right? So here's the problem. They're changing words, they're changing meanings for political purposes, right? But here's the reality. So yesterday, the interest rates went up by 0.75%, right? So let's look at the transition of this. So 3 months ago, interest rates went up 0.25%.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, they went up 0.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, they went up 0.75%. This month, they went up 0.75%. So it's not just that rates are going up month after month after month. It's accelerating, right? Mm-hmm. And here's a big, huge problem, which is actually, I think, in complete agreement with prophets like what Julie Green is saying and others. So we've got, and then I'm going to explain why. So we've got an accelerating of the interest rates to slow down inflation, but this is only going to cause more inflation. So the tool that they're using to stop inflation is going to cause more. So here's why. You've got China, which is the largest holder of other countries' treasuries on the planet, mm-hmm. because they've been the world's manufacturing superpower for a long time. Probably 60% of everything that's consumed in this country or around the globe comes from China, mm-hmm. right? So what's happening in China right now? Their banks are closing down. They've lost of capital. Over the last couple of years where COVID has ravaged the world, they're at a point where if nobody's buying anything and they're the manufacturers of the world, what are they selling? The answer is nothing. So their banks are being ravaged. They're closing them down. They're telling Chinese consumers and actually Chinese depositors in their banks, you can't get your money out. We're withholding any withdrawals. So what always follows economic upheaval is social chaos, mm-hmm. always, 100% of the time. So that's what they've got in China. And what makes America any different? We're sadly no different, right? We're people that have banks, that have companies that use banks to fund their operations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same in China, that's the same here. So what happens there will happen here when banks start running out of money. Jamie Dimon, CEO of Chase, said last week, hey, Chase account holders, there might be a time here coming up really soon where you're not gonna be able to get your deposits out. It's like, what? Largest bank in America? What does that mean for mid-sized banks and small banks? Probably not good, Rick.
Yes.
So we've got some weird stuff happening here, but here's the deal with interest rates in China. So China's the largest holder of other countries' treasuries on the planet, whether it's US treasury bills or European or Japanese or Indian, they own a lot of them. Well, they're dumping them like they're yesterday's trash.
Mm-hmm.
So just a couple of days ago, it came out, you know, in the news, and this is what China has done since they've dumped a bunch of U.S. treasuries. So for the first time since the year 2010, they have less than $1 trillion in U.S. treasuries. Okay, it's still $1 trillion, but it's the lowest it's been since 2010 in the last 12 years.
Interesting.
Why? Yeah. So why is this? Because as an economist, I always want to ask why. So bonds are, so treasuries are 30-year bonds, right? That's all that they are. So the U.S. treasury is a 30-year bond. European treasuries are a 30-year bond. Japanese treasuries are like a 30 or 40-year bond. I think they extended it there. Well, China is looking at it and say, oh my goodness, when interest rates go up, the value of bonds goes down. When interest rates go down, the value of bonds goes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at their holdings of all these these countries' sovereign bonds globally, and nobody holds bonds until maturity, which means you would have to hold it for 30 years. They always sell early for some reason. Well, when interest rates go up, the value of bonds comes down. So China's thinking, oh my word, with rising interest rates, up a quarter, up a half, up three quarters, right? The trend is we're increasing the interest rates. So they're dumping their bonds now. Mm-hmm. Because if they wait till next month, it's going to be a lower price. If they wait till the month after, it's going to be even a lower price, right? So they're getting rid of them. But what does that mean for America or any country that they're selling their bonds? We still have debt. We still have interest on the debt. We still have entitlements. We still have stimulus programs. We still have Build Back Better programs. We still have people that we need to pay to stay home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is our government. So if we don't get foreign capital coming in, we have to revert to an inflate or die scenario. Governments still have to fund their debts. Just because foreign capital stopped coming in doesn't mean the debt stopped. So they have to just print money like there's no tomorrow. That devalues the currency and causes more inflation.
Yeah.
So look at the domino effect here. They raised rates to slow down inflation, but the raising rates caused China to dump our U.S. treasuries, which then makes us have to print more money. So the fact that their only tool to try to slow down inflation created more inflation.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the problem that we have. And so you hear stories of different podcasters and different economists that think silver might hit $600 to $1,000 an ounce. I was on an interview with Bull Polney a couple weeks ago. He says $600 to $1,000 an ounce. I know Julie Green has been talking about higher silver prices, right? Because I've been listening to
soaring.
Her amazing
talking about
prophecy.
Soaring. Yeah.
Soaring, right? Soaring. See, for the last year or so, I've been thinking $75 to $100 an ounce because I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver. That's still 3 times to 4 times where we are right now. To me, I look at that, and this is a great transference of wealth from the wicked to the righteous, right? Because when you operate with wisdom and discernment and understanding of the trends and the global politics, the global social dynamics, the global economic dynamics, and all these puzzle pieces fit together, and they build a pretty decent picture where we can understand the times that we're living in, right? So when central banks are running out of liquidity, when national banks are running out of liquidity, when politicians are lying about meanings of words because they know that if they tell the real meaning of words, they're not going to get reelected, we've got problems.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what do we do as wise and prudent investors? It'd be like the sons of Issachar who understood the times and knew what to do, right? That's my prayer for this generation. Well, we can't change these politics. We really can't change these economics globally, but we can identify them and then act accordingly. And I think this is where when we allocate into physical, tangible assets that respond very well to inflation, like silver and gold, you know what? We can thrive. We can have a smile on our face, even though our freedoms are eroding all around us, Rick. What doesn't need to erode is our finances when we take that leap of faith and do something that we haven't normally done. See, most people would listen to their advisors and say, oh, buy and hold for the long term. Stock market will always go up. Is that true? Yes, in the long term it is. After the 2009 correction, is the stock market still higher? Yep. After 2000 and the tech stock bubble, are tech stocks higher? Yep. But it took 9 years to recover from the 2000 collapse. It took 8 years to recover from the 2009 collapse. We don't have to settle for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because God gave us wisdom and
discernment. Especially if the Babylonian system crashes, it's going to be way worse than those two crashes.
Yeah, those were index level crashes. That was subprime lending in 2009. It was tech stops in 2000. But right now it's an everything bubble. Mm-hmm. It's a debt bubble. It's a stimulus bubble. It's a political chaos bubble. It's an inflation bubble. It's a change in the interest rate cycle bubble. It's all of it. But we don't have to operate in fear, because if we operate in fear, we're going to basically be paralyzed and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you identify that and say, okay, God, what should I do? How can I navigate through this with success and power and certainty and faith, right? You just understand the trends and be in the right place at the right time and move forward. And that's where things, tangible assets like gold and silver, really come into play.
And it's interesting because I know you can sell bonds and stocks as well, but you're not recommending those at all in this Brandonomics, right?
Right, exactly right. I mean, it's not that I dislike them. I love stocks. During the Trump years and Reagan years, stocks were amazing because they had fundamentals of growth that were coming out of Washington. That is reducing taxes, reducing interest rates, creating jobs. Mm-hmm. Three major policy forces. Right now, if you fast forward to Brandonomics, they've got rising taxes, rising interest rates, paying people to stay home. Opposite policies will equal an opposite outcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so the beautiful thing about silver versus gold is that the ratio is really wide. And even in a growing economy, you have to use silver to build things, correct?
Well, So here's the thing. Gold is not a manufacturing metal. It's a financial metal. Silver is both. Yeah. Silver is a financial metal and it's a manufacturing metal. So the global demand for silver right now for manufacturing purposes is 1.2 billion ounces. The total production of silver this year is 2 billion ounces. That leaves 800 million ounces left for investors, including silver ETFs, people who invest in silver physically, all of the above, right? That's not an awful lot. Mm-hmm. So when you have, this is economics 101. When you have low supply, high demand, prices go up. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, and people can cash out their bonds as well, right? Almost any time.
Oh, yeah, and they should. I wouldn't hold a bond for all the tea in China.
Yeah.
It's just when interest rates rise, the value of bonds fall. And interest rate cycles throughout history are 28-year cycles. That's the average. So when you hit bottom and then interest rates rise, the average is 28 years. When you hit a peak and interest rates fall, the average is 28 years. So we're probably in legitimately for a couple decades of rising interest rates. I'm not trying to be gloom and doom guy, but that's just what history tells us.
And that's why I really suggest the individual consultation that you offer for free. That's what we do. That's why we partnered with Kirk Elliott with the B2T Ministries. I think you guys have that. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. But the phone number is probably the easiest thing. But go schedule a personal consultation because you can say, hey, I have bonds, I have stocks, I have a 401k, I can't get money out of this, and you can actually personalize a plan to this. So you want to talk a little bit about that, Kirk, and give your phone number.
Yeah. So I mean, so here's how it would work, right? You have a link that we set up right just for you, KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T, or you can simply call our phone number 720-605-3900 and say, Rick sent me, right? but what we do is everybody's different, right? Everybody has different income needs. They have different debt scenarios. They have different growth projections. They have different ages, how close they are to retirement, how close or not. But God gives us dreams for what our retirement would look like. I want to help make those dreams a reality and surpass them because God's dreams for us are bigger than our dreams that we have for ourselves, right? So what do? We have free consultations. We'll ask you questions about what is it that caused you to want to reach out? What was it that Rick and Kirk were talking about that caused you to want to reach out? And what are you concerned about? Right? So we'll help navigate through that. And we put up a system designed especially for you based on your needs. So the dreams that you have for yourself are small compared to the dreams that God has for yourself. And we want to help you achieve somewhere greater than your dreams because, look, I don't understand mechanics, right? I mean, if you were to ask me to fix your car, Rick, I'd break it even worse, right? So ask somebody else. But if you want help with your finances, this is what I'm gifted and called and anointed to do. It's what I've done for 27 years. Mm-hmm. We're all gifted at something. I mean, your gift, and I've watched you for a while now, is messaging truth and hope to the masses, mm-hmm. right? And it's just God's word because he's a God where promises are always delivered. That's the God that we serve. and you're spreading that message to the masses, and you're really, really, really good at it. And we're good at finances, and we're good at navigating the political and the economical and the social pieces that fit together to paint a picture. And once we understand those trends, we can navigate through it, be in the right place at the right time, the majority of the time. And when we do that, we're going to have a smile on our face, even though the freedoms around us are eroding.
Mm-hmm. Some people are asking for the number again. Would you say that one more time slower?
Yeah, it's 720-605-3900.
Yeah, I was going to do this, pull you down, and going to show everybody that real quick, and then we'll wrap it up here. Thank you so much, man. It's been awesome. I'm going to just show that right here. This is, again, KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T, and the phone number is right there, 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Guys, get out of trouble, and this is the time to prepare, as we've discussed about a lot. But Kirk, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and give us a live update.
Well, it's my pleasure. If you need me for anything, just give me a call. I'd love to help you out, and we'll talk to you soon, Rick.
All right. God bless. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're now going to go right back into the Word of God. We're almost finished, and we can just go move right into also into praising the Lord on – I just had this change up with Kent Henry. Guys, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have somebody who created 65 worship albums, who loves the Lord and just loves bringing other people into worship and praise, get the Holy Spirit river, and then praying in intercessory prayer together. And he's just awesome at that. You guys are missing something if you're not doing that. So come backstage. Go. It's a ministry where we're seeing miracles happen, and you get into your calling, right? So again, what you're going to want to do is just go to blessedteach.com, or there's a link down below as well, and join backstage. And so we're gonna finish up this last few sentences here, and then move into praise and prayer. So can come on for with this. But you say, so we see that the Abimelech we were talking about, right? Knew that we see plainly the Lord has been with you. And that is exactly what I believe everybody that's listening to me right now that loves the Lord, is reading the Bible, is part of this remnant, is praying and fighting a spiritual battle, that is going to happen to you in spades here coming up. So keep that faith. And then they even said, you are now the blessed of the Lord, right? So he made a feast, and they ate and drank. In the morning they rose early and exchanged oaths, and Isaac sent them on their way, and they departed from him in peace. One thing that God gives us a lot of times is peace with ungodly enemies. That same day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well that they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." He called it Shabbat, which is oath. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba in this day. Now, here's some of the bad news, because we know about the twins that were born of Jacob and Esau, right? And there, Jacob came out first with his hand, but then Esau, actually his body came out, so he was considered the firstborn, and Jacob came out holding his heel, right? You probably remember that story. So Esau was 40 years old. He took Judith, the daughter of Uriah Hittite, to his wife. So basically, totally disobeying all what God tells you to do, and that is, he took a Canaanite type wife, right? And the daughter, and they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah. So this is kind of sad, right? This shows you our life can go in so many different directions, right? You see what these elites have done, where they completely start following Satan's path and moved away from God. And you have people like, hopefully most every other day I'm talking to right now, who chose the Bible, who chose God, who knew we had a great creator, and you started worshiping the Lord God. This is what you see Esau, unfortunately, going in the bad path. And we even see about him in Hebrews, where it says here, and this is the whole book talks about Jesus being higher than the angels, and it talks about him being after the order of Melchizedek, and he's our high priest, the Lord God Almighty, right? But it's giving us warnings here in this is chapter 12 of it, where it's talking about the founder and perfecter of our faith is Jesus, right? And don't be weary But we see Esau mentioned here. And unfortunately, you know, this is where you don't want to go. It says that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. That is his heritage, right? So what's your heritage is going to be? Obviously, it's not going to be this progressive anti-libertarian movement, pro-abortion, where you're talking about the killing of innocents. Lord, that is the way we do not want to go, right? So let's hold on to exactly what's happening to Isaac here, where he just had faith. He was building altars, he was digging wells and thanking the Lord God Almighty and praising and worshiping the Lord God Almighty. If we do that, we're going to fall away from this and we're going to be able to do what Julie Green was talking about and have this dream life going forward. How exciting is that? And we get to celebrate right now by singing to the Lord God Almighty with Kent Henry. Kent, how are you doing?
Man, Rick, we've been watching your show. I'm so glad to know Jesus, right? I mean, you have Kirk Elliott on, and yet there's prophet people around, prophetesses, Julie Green, Amanda Grace. Thank God, bro, that he's got us covered.
Yes.
Isn't it powerful? Because we usually tune in about 5:40, and we don't get the very front end of the program. Are you still on Rumble, right, or no?
Yeah. We're live
okay,
right now.
Okay, I want to make sure, man.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Okay. Well, Carlo's having a problem getting it up. I wanted to check that. But the song is pretty simple, Rick. It's "You Are Exalted." It's old school, but he's exalted high above all the earth. Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not fret or be full of anxiety. You are exalted. The King is exalted on high, and I will praise you. You are exalted, the King is exalted, and I will praise your name. You are the Lord, and forever reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in your holy name. You are exalted, the King is exalted on. He's high above all the earth. Learn it with me tonight. Oh, and you are exalted, the King is exalted on high. My heart rests in it. I will praise you. You are exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise your name. You are the Lord, and forever your truth shall reign. In your holy name, as you are exalted, the King is exalted on high. So hear this, you are the Lord, and forever your truth shall reign. Rick, I really appreciate you saying you guys got to do Bible memory. I mean, we've got to get after the Word of God. David said, the great worshiping warrior king, I've hid your word in my heart, Lord, that I might not sin against you. And this is like, it's like our security and our foundation, the word of God. And so this song's lyric is full of it. You're exalted. Let's do it again from the top. Well, any, you are exalted. The King is exalted on high. And I will praise you. You are exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise your name. And you are the Lord, and forever for the Lord. Yeah, yeah, well, and you are the Lord, and forever your truth shall reign. Heaven and earth,
wow,
rejoice in your holy name, and you are exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Throughout the book of Psalms, it commands us to exalt the Lord. That means magnify the Lord like a magnifying glass. Make him bigger than life. We do it again from the top. Lord, be magnified. From the term a magnifying glass, we exalt you. We make you large so that all the nations, all our community can see who you are, the greatness of your name. And you are exalted. The King is exalted on high. And I will praise you. You are exalted, forever exalted. And I will praise your name. Yes. 'Cause you are the Lord, and forever your truth shall reign. The King is exalted on high. Come on, one more time. You are the Lord, and you are the Lord, and forever your truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in your home. The King is exalted on high. Yeah. You are exalted. The King is exalted on high. Come on, one more time. Yeah. You are exalted. The King is exalted on high. Sing it like this. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. Simple. King of kings and Lord of lords. We give you praise. Yeah, well, King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings. You're the Lord. Think of these names. Oh, King of kings and Lord of lords, we give you your praise. Do that much again. Yeah. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings, my God. And he's great in all the earth. King of kings. Lord of all. We give you praise, King of kings and Lord of lords, yeah. King of kings and Lord of lords, yeah. King of kings and Lord of lords, we give you praise. Come on, one more time. Oh, and King of kings. And Lord of, don't you love this title? King of kings. And you're Lord over all. King of kings. Lord of all, we give you praise. Jesus, I'm going to call on Gus Rick before we cross over. Gus, We're going to pray tonight and secure people's destiny in the Lord. Years ago, I raised up three different teen bands in the prayer room at Destiny Church. One Sunday morning, the Lord said, go over to Danny Cressy and secure his destiny. I said, what, Lord? He said, I want you to pray over him. And while you pray, I'm going to secure. He's not going to be caught off guard. He's not going to be led astray. So I don't want to catch Gus off guard, but I feel like, bro, in the spirit, you're just going to pray a prayer before we go backstage for everybody that's on. Securing their destiny in Jesus whenever you're ready, guys.
Amen, amen. Abba, Father, you are exalted. You are high and lifted up. And I call out to everyone in within the sound of my voice, you might as well exalt him now because nothing can stop his coming.
Yes.
Nothing can stop his truth. He is the truth regardless if you believe it right now or not. We've all been deceived by the enemy. I pray, Father God, over each and every soul in the sound of my voice that your Holy Spirit would reach out to them and cause them to hunger and thirst for your word to just start. Just start by believing in Jesus Christ, the word that was from the beginning. He's the word of the Father that created all things and became a flesh man, suffered, died, and was buried, and rose again for us. That our sins and our past can be forgiven. So reach out to him today. If the Holy Spirit convicts you of something, thank him for it. Thank him for it. Ask for forgiveness and let him remove it as far as the east is from the west and move on in Christ and just celebrate him because he's coming soon. In Jesus' name.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Gus.
Rick. Man, Jesus.
Got a good start to this Holy Spirit river that likes to flow. Join us backstage, guys. It's a great backstage ministry. Not only do you get Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays backstage here for praise and prayer. That's all recorded if you can't make it live. You also have the Patriots that come on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to be part of a Q&A and prayer with them. What a beautiful ministry we have. We're all gathering at the B2T neighborhood. Make sure you download that on your mobile phone, B2T neighborhood on your app store. So you do not be isolated. We want you there as Christian patriots together, right? You can also get there on your laptops at b2tneighborhood.com. And that's where we're congregating. That's a free platform. B2T backstage is free for 30 days as well, guys. So no excuse not to just join and get engaged and don't be isolated. We love you guys so much. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. for Friday night praise and prayer. But we're continuing right now. If you have backstage pass, get back there. God bless. We're going there now. Talk to you soon.